Zondervan presents Sense and Nonsense About Angels and Demons by Kenneth D. Boa and Robert M. Bowman, Jr., read by Tom Parks. Preface. A good case can be made for thinking that there have been enough books written already about angels and demons. We would refuse to add to the pile, except for one thing. So much of what has been written is nonsense. That may sound intolerant or ungracious, but putting it any milder would obscure the point. There are people who report talking to angels for hours on end, yet the message these angels bring sounds suspiciously similar to the pop psychology of the day. Books promise their readers contact with angels on a regular basis, bringing power, healing, prosperity, forgiveness, comfort, revelation, spiritual transformation, and daily guidance of the sort usually associated with horoscopes. Even books that don't make such hyped promises often regale us with one anecdote after another about angelic visitations, leaving all sorts of false impressions about what people can expect from angels. Books about demons likewise often contain generous amounts of drivel, if not dangerous, notions. Demons get blamed for everything bad, and even some things that are not bad at all. At the other end of the spectrum, some people are skeptical about the existence of angels or demons. Our goal in this book is a modest one, to help you think clearly and critically about the subject of angels and demons. To that end, we look at a variety of beliefs about these invisible creatures. Although we are Christians, we identify some nonsense coming from Christians as well as non-Christian sources. In that respect, we are equal opportunity offenders. We think